It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Joseph Kalingwo, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate you picking up the phone.
Okay. I've heard your question.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Answer it then.
It is good, though there are two questions in one.
Okay.
The first question says, why God allows so many people to be unaware of his existence?
Right.
I believe that God has revealed himself throughout generations. Just from there, I know that God wants everyone to know about his existence. In a nutshell, God reveals himself through the nature. When you just look at the nature, how wonderful, how God created the moon, the sun, and everything on the earth, you may understand that there is God. Nature posed a question to our ancestors. They asked themselves, are these God? And that is the question that laid all regions on the earth, faith and knowledge. They started seeking, who is this God? Until some started worshiping idols, started worshiping trees and other things. But we thank God that God, who wants people to know his existence, he has given us the Bible. And through the Bible, we see God revealing himself. He is a self-created God who doesn't need to be created. He's the all-powerful God. God who loves everyone. So it's just by nature. You know, our ancestors, they had no one to tell them that there is God. But because just of the nature, they wanted to know, who is this God? Another thing we see, again, God revealing himself through the prophets. He spoke directly to men. Amos 3:7 says, God will not do anything without telling his people. And that is the fact. It's not only that. You know, our success, our healing, and how God is saving people from accidents and other things poses a question to human being. Who is behind this scene? You know, last time I surprised so much to see a little baby of 5 years being saved from Zambezi River. When the crocodile and the hippo attacked the boat, everyone died, but a young baby survived. He was floating on Zambezi River until he reached where there were people, and this baby is still surviving. And that poses a question, who is this one who is behind this success? You know, I want to give a practical example. Before the fall of man, God had an effective relationship with Adam. And after the fall, God, he came in. He asked the question, Adam, where are you? A call to have a fruitful relationship with Adam. It's not only that. He called Abraham from the land where they were worshiping creatures that did not create them. And he told Adam, I am God who created everything on the earth. Not only that, we see him sending his beloved son, Jesus Christ, who died for you and for me. And throughout the time when Jesus was on the earth, he went in homes, villages, teaching about the kingdom of God. And he said, whoever has seen me has seen my Father. The life of Christ and his character reveals who God is. The Bible is free to everyone. And the message, the gospel of Christ has gone to everyone. And another thing, nature again, it's everywhere. Everyone should know that there is God. I believe that actually everyone knows that there's God, because the innate ability of human being, it forms a person that there is God. That it gives a person to seek the supernatural being. That's why we say that our ancestors, they had no Bible, but they started wondering, where is God? Because a human being, naturally, he was made to worship the supernatural being. So personally, I believe that everyone knows that there is God and God has revealed himself to the Lord. The problem we have is to know who is really God, especially the all revelation about God, which we can only find in the Bible. So those who doesn't know who is God, I want to introduce the Bible to them, the listeners. Please buy a Bible, read in the Bible, you will know about this God. And he wants you and he wants me. Then the second question, why God allows some to doubt about his existence? You know, God has given a freedom of choice. Today, someone may come and teach you. It is now to you to accept it or to leave it. It doesn't force. But those who are doubting, I want us to ask them, just to ask nature. Nature will reveal to them that there is God. It's not only that, even just their lives. When you go deeper and deeper, finding out why I'm existing, what happened from the beginning of this world, what was there before this universe, the questions will lead you to the existence of God. So personally, I believe that everyone knows that there is God, but now this calls for evangelism.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you, Mfundisi. Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This one, it calls for evangelism.
Okay.
That if there's some who are still in darkness,
yeah,
who doesn't know this God, I want to encourage everyone, ministers, pastors out there, to go and share the beauty of this God to them so that the whole world may aware that there is God. And that is our responsibility. God has not hidden himself. But he wants everyone to know that he exists. Now, it's the responsibility of you and my responsibility. Like here in Zambia, we have Impact Zambia Crusades.
Right.
And we have been going throughout, preaching to people, telling them about this God, the loving God, the almighty God,
right.
God who wants a fruitful relationship with the people he created.
Right.
So let's go out and tell the people.
Got
those
it.
Who are doubting, let them ask nature. The nature will tell them.
Even nature will tell them. God, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your insights, your understanding. We're looking forward to your answers throughout the week. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. May God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundis.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.